Garden City City Manager Matt Allen joined me this morning. And Matt, last time we talked about Melvin Dale stepping down as a city commissioner, and now it's time to fill his spot. And there was a selection process for that, correct?
That's correct. Sean will, the commission's now operating with four members. And so a combination of local codes and state statutes that deal with cities of the first class spells out how they can replace that vacant seat. And really, it's them appointing somebody. So the governing body itself is the one that fills its vacancy, and there really isn't a lot of detail given as to how it is the remaining four would go about identifying the fifth. But kind of a combination of past practice and then the wishes of this particular commission, what they've chosen to do is solicit letters of interest, and they're going to keep that open until March 13th. And so if folks are interested, really all it takes to be considered is a letter from a qualified electorate. So you have to live within the city limits of Garden City and be a registered voter. So those are the conditions to be a qualified electorate. That makes you eligible, and then through your letter expressing your interest, that going before the commission, they'll give some consideration to your candidacy. So, I'm not really sure how many letters we're going to get. Don't have an expectation. In years past, we've when this has happened, which isn't super frequent, but it has happened